With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Football on off the ball.
Brought it back to me that I miss home a lot. I tell you that now, I miss home. I miss my people a lot, but just watching the game. But I think just having that moment with the family was very, very special for me from a personal point of view. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, the playoff picture will become a lot clearer for Ireland after tonight's World Cup qualifiers. We look ahead to a big day for the Ireland under-17s at the World Cup, and the under-21s will look to get back on track in their qualifying campaign. But first, Kelly Brady has been called up to the Ireland squad for the first time for the friendly against Hungary in Marbella later this month. Brady scored 26 goals in all competitions for Athlone Town, who won a league and cup double. Former Ireland under-19 striker Brady trained with the squad before the Nations League promotion relegation playoff win over Belgium. The 23-year-old had just scored a hat-trick in the FAI Cup final win over Bohemians, and she was named SSE Airtricity Women's Premier Division Player of the Year last week. Tara O'Hanlon is back in the squad for the first time in more than 2.5 years. The former Pimench United winger has missed a lot of football over the last few years due to injuries, a knee and hamstring injury. The 20-year-old made her senior debut against the USA in April 2023 before the World Cup that summer. She's currently on loan at Sunderland from Manchester City. Goalkeeper Courtney Brosnan and striker Leanne Kiernan return after they missed last month's games against Belgium, but Heather Payne, Megan Connolly and Lily Ag all miss out due to injury. Ireland will know what seeding they'll have for the World Cup playoffs after tonight's final round of qualifiers in Europe. Heimir Hallgrímsson's side will be in pot two if Wales and Bosnia-Herzegovina both fail to win. Wales are at home to North Macedonia. Bosnia face Austria in Vienna. There's room for optimism for Irish fans. North Macedonia are unbeaten in their group, which includes two draws against Belgium. It finished 1-1 between North Macedonia and Wales back in March. They've conceded just 3 goals in their 7 games. They need a draw to secure a playoff place. They could actually qualify for the World Cup tonight, but only if there was a shock win for Liechtenstein away to Belgium. Bosnia's only loss in the group was at home to Austria in September. Austria need a draw to qualify automatically for the World Cup, so the teams we need a favour from have plenty to play for, as do Wales and Bosnia, obviously. Teams in pot two will have a home semi-final next March. Wales are guaranteed a playoff due to their Nations League campaign, but a win tonight would secure that home semi-final. Manager Craig Bellamy knows it would be massive for them.
To finish second and have a home game, it's huge. And just my experience of watching Wales down the years and being able to qualify for major tournaments through the playoffs and being at home, it's a huge advantage for us. So we're going to try and do everything we can. So hopefully in March we have that advantage as well.
Scotland can qualify for a first World Cup this century with a win over Denmark at Hampden Park. Steve Clarke's side are looking to emulate Craig Brown's men, who made it to the finals in 1998. Scotland's hopes of qualifying automatically were kept alive by Denmark's shock draw with Belarus on Saturday. Clarke is confident his players can rise to the occasion and handle the weight of expectation.
If they're not nervous or excited by the challenge ahead, they wouldn't be at this level. So they understand the magnitude of the game and what it means. They have to go out and play. And if they go out and play as they can play, then I believe that they're good enough to get the result that we need.
All those games kick off at 7:45, and afterwards we'll know potential opponents for the playoffs. Former Ireland international Kevin Kilbane was on Off the Ball with Owen Sheehan last night to reflect on a remarkable few days for Irish football and the senior team. He says Heimir Hallgrímsson deserves great credit for reaching the playoffs, which was always the best case scenario for the boys in green, and he likes the way the former Iceland manager handles himself even after such memorable wins.
We have a set way about how we think coaches should act, and coaches should prepare teams, and coaches should get themselves, you know, right in the knowledge of going to watch games. And, you know, I've always said consistently, can't believe that he's not going over to England regularly and sitting down with players and having a coffee and whatever. But the game's changed. There's different ways to analyse games now. There's different ways to communicate with players. There's different. The game is different, very, very different from what we maybe all think, or a way that we all think it should be run or should be worked. So maybe it has been proved right. I don't know. I really don't know. I think it's probably still too early to tell with that, because if you look at the group on the whole, we've not played great football, but who cares? And that's the way that we all think now. Us being in with a shot now of going to a World Cup. At the start of the tournament, a playoff would have been the max we could have expected, and we would have said, we would have snapped your hand off to get it. Now we're there in a playoff, and looking at the groups and how it's going to go, we'll obviously know how that's going to finalise in the next 24 hours. That's all that could be expected of Hal Grimson. That's all that could have been predicted of him at best, and he's done it. He's got us there. So he deserves another crack at it. He deserves the Euros in 28, and that's maybe a testament to his willpower and his belief in the players and what he's instilled in them.
There are staff members, substitutes, players running left, right and centre, trying to catch Troy Parrott, first of all, get him down into the pylon.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of see Hamer out of shot, just kind of, you know, sidling away from it, letting the players and the rest of the staff have
that's what makes you love him even more.
I know.
He's not one of the bullshitters that goes onto the pitch now and he's wanting to be front and centre and all these. He's not. I hate it, Owen. I really hate it. Look, and I even watching John O'Shea and the guys yesterday, I don't know if anyone saw it, Paddy McCarthy, they were stood back, allowing the players to go and take it all. And that's right. Look, you're embracing and things like that, but that's what it is about. It's about being mindful of the fact is that those players have been through the mill. I know the coaches have, and I know that that they're under the ultimate pressure. Managing Ireland is the ultimate pressure. But it's not. Ultimately, it's about the fans, and as a coach, you've got to have that way about you to go. It's about the players and what they've done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so in your OTB Football podcast stream now. Gavin Cooney from the 42 joined Owen and Mick McCarthy in the football show last night as well, and they talked about the hat-trick hero, Troy Parrott.
You know, he was always destined and tipped for great things from the age of, 15. You know, when Belvedere had a queue of Premier League clubs knocking at their door. Went to Tottenham, made his Premier League debut at 17. Made his Ireland debut at 17. And it actually wasn't Stephen Kenny who gave him his debut. It was Mick McCarthy in an end-of-year dead-rubber friendly against New Zealand. And McCarthy broke the habit of a lifetime to announce that week that Parrott would be starting. Basically, in my view, to shift a few tickets for this game, because otherwise the Irish public weren't going to be as interested. But they did turn up. And there's been a lot of pressure on him growing up, because heaven help the land that needs a hero. We are very eager to crown the next big thing and then weigh them down with utterly unrealistic expectations. And Parrott is only 23, and to the world he's a bit of an overnight sensation. And to us, it's not really the case. I remember a couple of years ago, prior to that disastrous qualifier defeat in Athens for Stephen Kenny, they did a training camp in Antalya in Turkey, and I and a few journalists went out to it, and among the players we interviewed out there was Troy Parrott. And at the time, Parrott was at Preston on loan, doing okay. He'd been in the Ireland squad for the France game in March, but he'd been left out of the matchday squad because Evan Ferguson was included instead. I think Ida was there, Michael Obafemi was there. And it was one of those, you see the squad in the morning of a match and you don't really bat an eyelid that Parrott has been left out, because he had been struggling for a bit of fitness at Preston. And we're talking to him in Antalya, and all we wanted to talk to him about was Evan Ferguson. And it may have been me who answered. I was looking back at the transcript the other night. Troy, you've been in the spotlight as a 16, 17, 18-year-old. Would you have any advice for Evan for what he's going through? And you read it back now and you're like, why are we expecting Troy Parrott to be the wizened voice of bitter experience? Mm. And Parrott rightly pushed back and said, hang on, I'm 21. I'm not one of the old lads here. And what he's done, and this is the kind of scary or liberating fact of professional football, is that your career at international level is so contingent on your club environment. And Parrott, in going to the Netherlands, first with Excelsior and now with AZ, has found the right club environment and found the right style of league to his strengths. And as a result, he is blossoming into an elite forward, and one for whom Irish fans are giving thanks this week. And even at the age of 23, has now done things that means he will never be forgotten.
The latest youngsters that can continue their bid to follow in the footsteps of Troy Parrott one day, the Ireland under-17s. They're aiming to reach the quarterfinals of the World Cup this afternoon. Colin O'Brien's side played Switzerland in the last 16 and Qatar. The sides played two friendlies in the build-up to the tournament. Switzerland won 3-0 in September, but last month it finished 1-1. The Swiss topped their group with wins over Ivory Coast and Mexico and a draw against South Korea, and they beat Egypt 3-1 in the last 32. Ireland got to the last 16 after that dramatic penalty shootout win over Canada. And defender Finn Sherlock says the players are confident they can go through.
I think we just need to focus on ourselves a little bit. Like, if we perform, we feel we can give anybody a game, and obviously they're a very good opposition, but we have full confidence in ourselves that we can beat anybody here, and we just need to believe in ourselves and we can go all the way. Like, there's nothing stopping us if we just believe in ourselves.
That game kicks off at 3:15. Then at 6:30, the Ireland under-21s will look to get back on track in their European Championship qualifying campaign. Jim Crawford's side, who lost to England last Friday, are away to Andorra. And Norwich have appointed former Rangers boss Philippe Clement as their new manager. The Belgian moves to the Championship strugglers on a deal until the summer of 2029. He's been out of work since he left Rangers in February. Norwich sacked Liam Manning before the international break after a run of 7 losses in 8 league games. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
This is why we love football, because things like this can happen.
These lads now have an opportunity to inspire a whole new generation.
Winning is a habit. Losing is a habit.
You kind of lose confidence. You lose a little bit of heart.
Maybe the lads have just become used to losing.
I want to see what he's brought into the association for, because I'm not too sure I've seen anything just yet.
Your chin goes down. That for me is not a lack of desire. I'm wanting to do the right thing. I'm wanting to do well and put it all on the line.
The all and end all is that we have to get a result against Portugal, and that's all we can do now.
It needs a miracle to qualify for the World Cup, would you agree?
Yeah, I guess so.
A player shouldn't be refereeing. It should be the officials doing the refereeing.
And he's gone for the red. Cristiano Ronaldo has been sent off.
I feel great. I feel ready. This is probably the best night that I've ever had in my whole life.
It's the Republic of Ireland series, Portugal nil.
He's grabbed it back a little bit.
If they can keep that going out for the rest of the campaign, we've every chance. Please
stay. Watching my son the way he celebrated and how much it meant to him, you know.
One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Queeveen Kelleher.
Queeveen Kelleher launches the ball into the box.
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. It's Jack! Yes! Oh, yeah!
Goal! It's gone in. And it's a goal! Yes! It's a goal!
That's Troy Parrott.
Oh, my word, it is Troy Parrott.
That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it.
It's the Sheriff Street boy, it's the Belvedere boy who has done it for the Republic of Ireland.
Absolutely remarkable, right at the end.
Noel Quinn, Robbie Keane, it was against exactly Germany back in the day.
Barrow!
It means the world to me, my family's here.
And they love that! I've no voice left.
Oh my God.
I don't think I'll ever have a better night in my whole life. It's a fairy tale.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.